I am here with Zeke Moores. That's M-O-O-R-E-S. And yes, I am at Fog. I'm at the bar. And you are part of a show that's coming up at the Art Gallery of Windsor. There's actually a another... It's almost like a joint show. There's something going on at ArtSite, too, based around cars. What's the deal with the show?
I think the show was a good opportunity to kind of correspond the show with the Detroit International Auto Show, and Autorama is also coming up. So, you know, the show's 3 months long or something, so it's a good opportunity to have cross-border kind of relations at that point and try to get people from the auto shows to come over for the exhibition. There's also a show at ArtSite that corresponds. I believe the openings are on the same night. I think they're on this Friday, the 15th.
Yeah.
There's also Future Retro, which is at the same time. It's a huge drawing exhibition of... car designs mm-hmm. that are up at the same, and they're amazing.
That's at the Art Gallery as well.
That's at the Art Gallery of Windsor as well, and it's pretty amazing. These are some far out designs. Like, this is like bubble car with like your family having a picnic on the side of like a giant space age tree. With okay. a, you know, it's just ridiculous car drawings that are they're pretty cool. They come from they're from the United States. They got the exhibition from Boston, and it's pretty crazy.
So, well, the thing is that there's this show you're talking about takes place in Windsor, and the auto show takes place in Detroit. For those of you who don't know, who've never watched TV in January, this show gets tons and tons of press. Are you somehow, is the Art Gallery somebody who's doing promotions piggybacking on whatever the heck they're planning on doing? Because I think what I understand is that in the past, the events in Windsor regarding the auto show and car-related art has been anti-car-related art and anti-auto show, I think it was even called before.
Yeah.
So how do you mend a fence if it needs mending? Are they even trying? Or are they? Is someone going to be over in Detroit telling people, go to this show? Or what's the deal?
I think there's going to be some literature at the event in Detroit. Mainly, you know, just brochures on tables kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing some kind of press-related, you know, e-invites and akimbo, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think in my car, that's the exhibition I'm in. It's a more critical look at the auto industry, but it's not completely that way. It's more about car culture and contemporary art and, the car in relation to that. You know, for myself, I've got a piece in that has, you know, some relevance to the geographical situation of Windsor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a while there, I was joking around saying I was the only car company in town that still had business.
Because you were making this piece of art.
Well, yeah, I'm making a car while there's all these layoffs. But
well, you are, and just to quickly, you're making a steel, like, life-size vehicle. Which is pretty incredible.
I'm making, and you know, it's geographical in that way because it's about the auto industry and
yeah.
It's about Windsor. But at the same time, there's this kind of self-referential kind of view on the art industry as well because it's not just any SUV. It's Ian Baxter's SUV, which
yes.
is a very famous Canadian artist who is situated here in Windsor.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a lot of different levels. You know, but I think it is, you know, over the past couple of years of making the vehicle, it really has steeped and become this poignant piece now. Once you see it in the gallery, you'll kind of understand part of the SUV is missing and it's got this hollow shell kind of thing. So there's
yeah.
a lot of, you know, depth to the piece, but at the same time, there's like Brandon Vickard has a full-size wooden Monte Carlo. Full-size wooden 80s Monte Carlo that looks like it's jacked up on blocks and has been stripped of its parts.
I got 30 seconds left. Yeah. I think you've sold it better than anybody who I've heard who's involved. I was going to go just to see your car because I've been hearing about it for, like you said, 2 years. It's running for quite a while, so
yeah.
3 months
yeah.
or so.
Yeah, it's not like a me thing. There's lots of great things in there. There's Ian Baxter. There's Brandon Vicker. There's Abrams from Toronto. There's artists from all over Canada taking place.
Go to the show. Thank you. That's Zeke Moores. I got to go. 2 seconds left. Art Gallery of Windsor.